Lucas, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Monday Business Watch. This week, we are starting off talking about film productions that are happening in Las Cruces. There's been a lot of excitement around the community. We've seen folks on social media sharing their encounters with famous actors who are visiting while they are filming.
Yeah, so Anthony, I was up in Santa Fe recently, and I was talking to some people, and I said, you know, Bruce Willis and Mel Gibson are both in Las Cruces right now, which was kind of like, whoa, what? You know, Santa Fe's not even getting that kind of star treatment. it was like that was the place to be. It was in Las Cruces that weekend. So, I mean, when was the last time we had stars of that caliber in our town? So it's pretty cool. We're getting a lot of film productions here, and there are a few reasons why that's happening. But I want to touch on the movies that are performing here. Of course, we've got the movie Night, which came and filmed in downtown Las Cruces. That's about a seasoned cop who foils a robbery. Bruce Willis is starring in that one. That should be out in 2022. And then the next week, a movie that we believe to be Hot Seat, starring Mel Gibson. We actually never got that on the record, but all signs point to that being the case, since Mel Gibson was spotted around town. That was filming at Young Park and also in front of the Electronic Caregiver Building. And that's another kind of cop movie that's coming here. And then this week, the movie Chupa filmed in Mesilla. And for this film, they transformed the Calle de Parian, which is the road right between Billy the Kid and La Posta. That was formed into like a Mexican mercado from 1996, Chihuahua, Mexico. And so, you know, you look at the images from the set, all the cars are from the early 1990s. They've got like fake newspapers from that time period. You know, everybody's wearing clothes from the 1990s. And they just this one scene that they need for this Mexican mercado. And the movie Chupa is about some boys that go to Mexico and find like a chupacabra or something. It's like a fantasy film. We've got these three movies that are filming back in successive weeks, back to back to back. So why are all these movies coming to Las Cruces?
That's what I want to talk about. Why are producers so attractive to the Las Cruces area right now?
So the state has really been attracting film production. They offer incentives. They say, hey, if you film here, we'll give you rebates. And if you film outside of Albuquerque and Santa Fe, there's 5% additional rebates because the film industry is really trying to push productions in all of New Mexico. And so the producers are looking at that and say, hey, we can get an extra 5% off if we go down to Las Cruces, if we go to Estancia. There's some other places that are, outside of that 60-mile ring of Albuquerque and Santa Fe. And so they're really starting to catch on that you can go to Las Cruces. And there are places like Mesilla. We were talking with some people about why Mesilla, and it was easy to transform it into a Mexican mercado from the 1990s, right? They have that infrastructure, those buildings, that kind of feel of being in that town. And then we have lots of other places in Las Cruces that are just friendly to filmmakers when you need a scene here, a scene there. There's lots of different places in town that Film Las Cruces is helping producers look at and say, hey, this would be perfect for this particular scene.
Okay, Lucas, thanks for that update on film. Let's move on and talk about a local story that folks may have read in the Las Cruces Sun News, and that is the owner of Trophy Country recently passed away. What can you tell us about the impact of Trophy Country over the last three decades?
Yeah, so, it's not right out in front of people what their impact is. But if you've seen a Letterman jacket from the past 30 years, then you know the impact of John Moen and Trophy Country. So John was the owner of Trophy Country, and he stitched all of those Letterman jackets by hand, right?
Wow.
And for like the past 30 years. And so if you, needed a Letterman jacket, you went there and that's where you got it. And he did all of them custom made, put different patches on depending on, what kind of awards you got. So, you know, over the weekend, there's a whole group of people got together with their Letterman jackets just to show the legacy that John Mullen had on this community. Just such an interesting story, and Trophy Country's probably going to be sold. So, you know, where are we going to get our Letterman jackets moving forward? Don't know, but he left a great legacy.
Okay, Lucas, thank you so much for sharing that story with us and joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch. We look forward to talking with you all next week.
Thanks.